Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. There's a few T's and C's, but only a few. Promise. Go on. Let's be friends.
But it is on lawn tennis I want to start today. Of course, all sports fans, particularly tennis fans, will know that for the last fortnight, the first Grand Slam of 2019, the Australian Open in men's and women's tennis, has been taking place. I think the ladies' final is just on as I speak. But I'm delighted to welcome from our local lawn tennis club, the Clontarf Lawn Tennis Club in Alton Road, the president. He is, of course, Vincent Weldon, and he's on the line. Mr. President, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Fergus. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So, obviously, you've been enjoying the tennis on our screens for the last 2 weeks from Australia.
I have indeed. Yes, the Opens, the Australian, the US, the Wimbledon, the French, they're all excellent entertainment. Always great to watch the tennis on. All hours of day and night. Australian's a bit of a challenge because it's on the opposite side of the day, but sure, we'll get there.
Exactly. But let's concentrate on your own club, Vincent. Founded in 1887, but you've gone from strength to strength since those days.
Absolutely, yes. One of the oldest tennis clubs in Dublin, Fergus. Mm-hmm. Wimbledon was formed in 1877, so only 10 years younger than Wimbledon, so we're one of the oldest in Dublin. It's 130 plus years in the go at this stage, and constantly improving as we go along.
Of course, yeah. And of course, you celebrated your 130th anniversary 2 years ago. It's a great, great occasion as well.
We did. Well, we tend to celebrate the anniversary as well. We had the 100 year was a big one, 125, 130, so we're probably building to 150 at this stage.
150 is the one to look forward to, indeed. Mm. Now, tell us about the club. I think you have 11 artificial grass courts, isn't that right? All of which are floodlit.
We do. Mm. I mean, tennis, it's a very busy club. Clontarf Tennis Club is a very, very busy club. So it's a game really for all ages. So we start with the children. Mm. From the age of 6 years up there playing there. It's the largest junior coaching program in the country. Good. With 400 plus children in formal coaching. So that's, you know, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. when school is over there. They're down there getting lessons from our coaching team. They're also there on Saturdays.
Yeah.
From a senior point of view, again, it goes to the other extreme. We've got 80 plus year olds playing tennis on a regular basis down there. So it really is a game for all ages and for all families. But it's a very busy club.
Indeed. And for both men and women, of course, boys and girls.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Both men and women. It's pretty much a 50-50 split.
Mm. And I mentioned you have 11 artificial grass courts. They're all floodlit. And, of course, these courts can all be viewed from the clubhouse and the balcony area, can't they?
Well, I think that's one of our greatest strengths, to be honest with you. We built a new clubhouse in 2007, and we've got ceiling-to-floor window viewing across all of the courts, fantastic balcony. It makes it a very attractive clubhouse for hosting finals. For instance, DLPC, you know, they run their finals. They run their competitions during the year, the Winter League, Summer League, Senior League, all that. Clontarf get asked quite a lot to host the finals because it's such a great location for that.
Of course, yeah. And you know, you cater for all standards of tennis players. You know, you don't have to be a top or medium tennis player. It doesn't matter as long as you're down there playing and enjoying it.
Not at all. Mm. Once you can stand up on a court and hit the ball across the net, you can play tennis.
Yeah.
The levels of tennis vary, as they do in every sport. Mm. To be honest with you, there's a very small percentage that will be the elite type tennis players. Generally speaking, we're talking about normal people who want to get a bit of exercise, have a bit of social fun, all the rest of it. We have a new members' night, which is a pretty special thing that we do in the club. Mm. Every Thursday, all new members are brought down and they're taken away to a couple of courts separately, get introduced to new members, find the level they can play at, and then get matched up with players who will become their friends and become their teammates and all the rest of it over until they start to improve over the period of time. So it's a great opportunity for somebody who's never even held a tennis racket before to come down, bring a racket with them, and they'll be, you know, put playing with people of a similar level, and they'll improve gradually as they go along. So
of course.
It's great.
Yeah, and of course, obviously the social life of the club is very important, and it's most enjoyable too, isn't it?
Well, that's a huge part of it. I mean, you know, some clubs out there would be probably regarded as more competitive and streamlined, and it's all about tennis, it's all about, you know, winning trophies and winning cups and all that. But in Clontarf, I think we've got the balance a lot better.
We
obviously do, you know, excel and win at the high level tournaments as well, but on top of that, we have a great social environment within the club. I mean, people down there are friends and neighbours, and they get on well with each other, and, you know, we have a lot of good kind of social occasions down in the club as well to complement the tennis on the court.
Yeah, I think you cater for, you know, weddings. You've done weddings, I think, in your club.
Wedding receptions.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, since we built a new clubhouse, I mean, we've decided that we've got a major bar, and that's very suitable for all sorts of, you know, 40ths and weddings. And we've had all that, and we've had a lot of musical gigs there over the last couple of years. We've had the likes of Mary Coughlin and Brian Kennedy. Christy Dignam, they've all played down there to full packed houses, and that's brought in the wider community in Clontarf as well. Like people who would probably be members of the golf clubs and the GAA and the rugby, they've all come down and enjoyed the musical nights down there as well.
Good. And of course, like all sports clubs, I'm sure, Vincent, you rely heavily on the voluntary work that your members do.
We do. And we're very lucky to have a lot of people who are willing to give their time and their energy and their resources to make the club what it is. I mean, the club has really been built up on that platform. Over the years, there's been countless number of people who've given time after time, and the same people put their hands up all the time and come back for more. So it is a love of the club. It is something that's in their blood, in their DNA, and they want to give it back. But we're very, very lucky to have those people around the place.
Indeed. And I think, guys, I know Barry Moore and AV, Arthur Moore Jr., I think, are very much involved in the work in the club, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the two guys you mentioned there are both trustees of the club at this stage.
Oh, right, yeah.
Barry's still regularly involved. He's the bar manager down there for his troubles at the moment. Junior, again, was down in the last couple of weeks at one of the musical nights. So, yeah, they're very much still involved in the club, and they've been part of the fabric of the club for a long number of years.
Oh, they are. And Vincent, do you play tennis still yourself? You do, I'm sure, do you?
I go out on the court, that's
good,
for sure. I think it's probably debatable whether I'm playing tennis or not, but I certainly get out there and enjoy myself and run around there a couple of times a week, and gives myself a chance to get in and have a drink at the bar afterwards. Enjoy the social side of it as well.
Exactly. And just talking tennis in general, Irish tennis. What stage is Irish tennis at the moment? Are we performing at all? We're in the Davis Cup, of course, aren't we?
Irish tennis has been lower down the level of achievement in Irish sport for forever, really, to be honest with you. And I suppose for us to achieve at a high level is going to be difficult. I mean, we've done it in golf, and we've done it in other rugby, and, you know, things that we probably shouldn't have done it in. So there are moves afoot. Let's say Tennis Ireland is undergoing a bit of a change over the last couple of years. They've kind of looked at the structure and the way they do things, and they're trying to move things forward to make it easier for players who show potential to go and maybe get coaching abroad and all the rest of it, but it's still some way off. But having said that, like, two of the juniors, the teenagers that played last year, Simon Carr and Georgia Drummy, both qualified for the Grand Slams. You know, so there is progress being made there, but it's a slow task, very to be honest.
Was there my mind is going now. Sorensen, wasn't there, years ago? Was there
Sean Sorensen was a serious player. I
he
remember
was, wasn't he? Yeah.
As well. He was a decent player. There's been one or two over the years, but nobody's ever troubled this season at Wimbledon, that's for sure.
I know, yeah. And, you know, we mentioned about the Australian and the other Grand Slam tournaments. One of the things that the powers that be in world tennis, they've dropped like the continuous playing in the final set. Now there's going to be a max, isn't it? Like the tie break can come in. I think the French have decided not to do it, but I think Australia, Wimbledon and the US, there will be a tie break in the final set. Isn't that right?
Well, I think that's something that's long overdue, to be honest with you. When we've all seen some of those games that have gone on for countless hours, and there's just two worn out people on court.
That's right,
kind of afraid to lose at that stage, and there's no fun in that for anybody. Spectators are kind of whiling it away. The people who are waiting to come on court the next are then deferred till the following day. So it doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah, there was one there last year, 26-24 in the final set. I mean, 50 games. So it does make
a break after that, all right.
Yeah, but I think the French have decided not to introduce it. But however, it's up to them. But the tennis you mentioned there about Tennis Ireland, trying to change structures and that, but you know, it's a great game for boys, girls, men and women, as I said earlier, and the exercise that one gets is superb, isn't it?
It is. No, I mean, the thing about tennis is it's not only a physical exercise, there is a mental exercise going on as well. I mean, it has been proven, extensive studies have been done over the years that have shown that, for instance, children who play tennis perform considerably better in school and exams than children who play other games.
See,
and the reason is, there is the physical exercise, but there's also mental exercise going all the time. It's making the decisions, it's looking for angles. The brain has to be switched on, and where you've got things like running, cycling, gym, swimming, you know, normal sports like that, while they're physically being exercised, the brain is pretty much not being exercised at the same levels, whereas tennis, the 100% focus has to be there on the game as well as the 100% physical. So, it's a fantastic sport. I'm a latecomer to it. I only discovered it myself 15 years ago. I played football all my life and was looking for some sort of an option for something to do, and I came across tennis, and I have to say I fell in love with it straight away.
Good. With whom did you play football, may I ask, Vincent?
Oh, I played from my troubles with St. Anthony's FC in Clontarf, and then Clontarf FC after that. So.
Well, I remember them well, indeed. I played for Loyola FC. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
I remember Loyola as well, I do, of course.
Dear, happy days.
Happy days they were. Yeah. They were.
But I mentioned, at the very start about the Australian Open going on at the moment. No doubt you're looking forward to the men's singles final tomorrow. It's Rafael Nadal against Novak Djokovic. Should be a cracker, as they say.
Should be a cracker. It's funny how, you know, all these young players are coming through all the time, but yet we get to the final and still two of the old guard there fighting each other. My personal favourite is Roger Federer. I wish that Roger was in the final, but I suppose I'll be shouting for Nadal tomorrow, I have to say.
Indeed. Yeah. But they've been great, given us great entertainment down through the years,
huge entertainment over the years, absolutely.
There was a final, I think, in Wimbledon some years ago between Federer and Nadal. I think it was the best game of tennis I've ever seen. But
I recall that. I was down in Wexford at the time, actually watching it on the TV down there. Yeah, fantastic match.
It was incredible. Now, to mention, about back to the club, you mentioned there chatting about a gym. You do have gym facilities in the Clontarf Tennis Club, don't you?
Yeah, we introduced a gym a couple of years ago. Just really to give added value to members. There were a couple of rooms actually which were probably be underutilized over the years. So we put in an 11 station gym into one of the rooms, and then we converted the other room into a yoga Pilates space. So we have yoga and Pilates on offer every day, morning and evening classes. We have the gym with a dedicated PT available down there for, you know, individual or group lessons, whatever. It's worked very well.
Good.
It's only available to members, so we don't have a gym membership as such. I mean, the tennis members have use of the gym, and that's the way that we work it. But it's great because it does give the extra bit of physical workout. It allows you for warm up and warm down as well before and after games. And yeah, it's been a great addition to the club.
Oh, that's great. Membership, is membership open at the moment? Like, can anybody?
Membership is open at the moment. We've fairly solid membership. We've about 1,500 members in total, which kind of breaks down to about 900 senior, 600 junior.
Good.
But we've room for more. There's always some traction in membership anyway. You know, people move house, people move job, people get injured. So, you know, you'll always have some kind of spin on the membership anyway. But yeah, look, we're welcoming members at the moment. And again, as I said to you, we have the open evenings for them to come in and join up. We have free tours that are given around the club for potential members who want to come down and just see the facilities first. So yeah, that's all there.
Indeed. And I suppose like all lawn tennis clubs, the highlight of the season, would that be the at-home? Is that what they call it still, the at-home?
Yeah, well, it hasn't been called the at-home for a while, but that was the official name
for a long time. Yeah.
We have two kind of main championships during the year. We have what we call them now the spring championships and the summer championships. So the spring championships generally on in March and April, and that's a graded championship. So you're more likely to play against players of your own level, so it's split into different levels.
Mm.
Very, very good championships. Lots of tight three setters, lots of tie breaks. Very close games. Always great for watching from the balcony.
Yeah.
Summer championships then is an open championship. It's an open championship, as in it's an open draw. And again, very popular. Two of them are very popular. They both last for a kind of 2 week period.
Yeah.
With a great finals day at the end of each of them.
Good.
So they're kind of two highlights within the club. This year, actually, we have, for the first time, we're hosting a national open. We're hosting the 2019 Irish Vets Open.
Oh, I see.
On
yeah,
the June
yeah.
bank holiday weekend.
Good, good. So that will be something to look forward to indeed. And you know, I was just thinking as you were chatting there, I must drop down to have a look. You know, I haven't been down on Alton Road for many years, so if it's okay, I'll drop
in
some
night. You're more than welcome. Yeah. We'd love to have you down there and give you a grand tour of the new premises and the facilities.
Indeed, I'd love to see that. Well, Vincent, can I just wish you well? Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. By the way, as president, your term of office, is it? You know, 1 year, 2 year, 3 years?
No, it's a 2 year term as president.
Yeah.
But then it's really a 6 year term because you do 2 years as vice president before that, and then 2 years ex officio afterwards. So it's quite a commitment to give.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
The AGM is actually on next Wednesday, so that's my 1 year anniversary. So I have one more year to go after this, and we'll see what happens then.
Well, Vincent, I wish you well the remainder of your term of office, as they say, and really
Thanks
appreciate you giving us your time and continued success to Clontarf Lawn Tennis Club. Really, and I look forward to dropping down and maybe meeting up. We look forward to that. Too.
Great, look forward to seeing you down, Ferguson. Okay. Thanks very much for the opportunity, appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thanks a lot, Vincent. Bye bye. Good
you.
Luck. Bye bye. Bye. Vincent Weldon, president of Clontarf Lawn Tennis Club, founded in 1887. So, what is it, 132 years of age now, and great facilities down in the Alton Road in Clontarf. That road is just what opposite the Baths there on the seafront. But we wish them well for the future.